challenge of playing with Cleveland turning that franchise around?
I mean, I think you just have to go in there and play the game you know and play to the best of your best capabilities. I mean, to that report, I don't really know anything about Cleveland. I've never been there. Haven't really talked to their coaching staff yet. Have a meeting with them tonight. So, it's impossible to formulate opinions when you don't really, haven't really done any research, on the actual place. So I'm probably going to visit there, hang out with them and then whoever picks me, I'll be excited to play for whoever wants to.
How could you?
It's always a benefit to have weapons everywhere. Odell's an unbelievable player. Sterling Shepard also is an incredible player. I think wherever you are, it's always valuable to have some guys you can throw the ball to and put them in a bunch of different places, and they'll grab it wherever the ball may be. Nope, have not. I think I'm the best quarterback here. I think I can diagnose defenses and put the ball where it needs to be and make quick decisions. And I think we're all competitors, and I think every other quarterback should have the same exact belief that I do. I mean, the NFL is a very daunting organization. Every team you go to has its own unique set of challenges, and the Browns have a unique set of their own challenges, and every team has their own. So wherever I end up, I'm excited to take on those challenges and hopefully overcome some obstacles. My parents always said that coming into my crib room was always dangerous because bottles would come flying out of nowhere. But I've kind of always had an arm of some sort. Pitching in baseball, tennis, football. I mean, that's just kind of a lucky ability I was blessed with.
Hey, Josh, I know you're talking about it, but why did you make the switch from tennis? You were apparently a really good prospect. Why the switch to a game like
football? Tennis gets pretty lonely. It's an individual sport. All of your friends are your enemies at the same time. Really weird relationship. It's a complex kind of dynamic, and I enjoy the team aspect of football. I mean, all of your friends you go into war with. And it's unique. You get to play alongside your brothers each and every week, and that's really ultimately what drew me to football over tennis.
Have you met with the Bills yet?
I have not.
Have you scheduled this week?
Well, I've had informal visits with most every team, but formally, I have not yet.
What do you take to lead the guys leading you, Molly?
I think first and foremost, you have to play. You have to play ball. You have to perform in the field in order to kind of earn that initial respect. But I think leadership is a very personal thing that there aren't really any shortcuts to. It takes time. You have to build relationships, and you have to treat each individual individually. Some guys respond to kicking the butt a little better. Some guys respond to encouragement or an inspiration. Some guys get down on themselves, so you kind of have to help them up a little bit. I don't think leadership is you have to lead in your own individual way. I'm not really a big rah-rah guy, but if I tried to be, I think my teammates would see through it. So it's not about me, it's about the team. So anything that I can do as a leader to make the team better, I'm going to do, and I'm going to do that on a person-by-person basis, because that's where I think it all starts is with the relationships.